3.2.3 Building Blocks. The working party advised that for the plan to achieve the best outcomes, it needs to be implemented in a way that aligns with the things that are most important to people with disability. The working party recommended this plan and all disability service plans be developed with an emphasis on co-design, measurement of outcomes and impact, serious consideration of human rights, and long-term cultural and systems change. These approaches form the building blocks for how any action under this plan is taken. All levels of government, non-government, and community organisations should design their plans, programs, and services to incorporate all of the building blocks. Co-design. We do things with people with disability, not to them or for them. Co-design empowers individuals and communities through working together with government to create the best possible responses to person-centred services. Done well, co-design will result in outcomes made possible through shaping solutions with the participation of the intended beneficiaries. Co-design in a disability context has strong foundations in the principles and articles of the UNCRPD, which requires people with disability to be afforded the opportunity to be actively involved in decision-making processes about policies and programs, including those directly concerning them, have full and effective participation and inclusion in society, and be afforded equality of opportunity. Be closely consulted with and actively involved in the development of instruments that enable the implementation of the UNCRPD. The working party told us, quote, "People with disability should always be at the table where decisions are made about their lives. People with disability must also be consulted in the development, design and implementation of policies, legislation and projects that impact their lives." End quote. All Abilities Queensland Working Party 2021. Measurement of outcomes and impact. We set clear targets and we measure if we reach them. Measuring outcomes and impacts recognises that collecting, maintaining and reporting accurate and accessible information is essential to formulating and implementing the best policies, programs and actions and making adjustments where needed. Our approach to measuring outcomes and impact is embedded in the principles and articles of the UNCRPD, particularly in relation to statistics and data collection. This emphasises that the right data is collected, ensuring respect for privacy of people with disability, and follows ethical principles to identify and address the barriers faced by people with disability in exercising their rights. The working party told us, quote, "The establishment of clear mechanisms for disability service plan reporting is essential. People with disability need to see greater accountability, governance, and reporting arrangements implemented to measure, review, and monitor the outcomes of inclusion delivered across government." End quote. All Abilities Queensland Working Party 2021. Human rights. We will promote and protect the rights of people with disability in everything we do. Collectively, UNCRPD, Australia's Disability Strategy, this plan, and legislation, including the Commonwealth Disability Discrimination Act 1992, form a clear rights framework for people with disability. However, the challenge lies in achieving a high standard of design and implementation through wholehearted and consistent application of the human rights of people with disability at every decision point. The ADS has 8 guiding principles based on Article 3 of the UNCRPD. Governments have agreed to use these guiding principles when developing policies, programs, services and systems. It is also vital that business, the non-government sector and the broader community also consider how they can apply these principles. Respect for inherent dignity, individual autonomy, including the freedom to make one's own choices, and independence of persons. Non-discrimination, full and effective participation and inclusion in society. Respect for difference and acceptance of persons with disabilities as part of human diversity and humanity. Equality of opportunity. Accessibility. Equality of people. Respect for the evolving capacities of children with disabilities and respect for the right of children with disabilities to preserve their identities. We consider universal design to be an important part of a strong human rights approach. Universal design means designing products, environments, programs and services to be usable by all people, to the greatest extent possible, without the need for adaptation or specialized design. The Working Party told us, quote, "The Human Rights Act must be embedded throughout government policies, programs, services and directives, and protected on a bipartisan basis, given it enshrines human rights in law and also provides important social, economic and cultural benefits." End quote. All Abilities Queensland Working Party 2021. Cultural and systems change. We will grow inclusion from within organisations by removing barriers embedded in structures and systems. By highlighting the capabilities of people with disability, we will reframe organisational cultures, attitudes and perceptions. Our approach to cultural and systems change is underpinned by the principles and articles of the UNCRPD, particularly through respect for difference and acceptance of people with disability as part of human diversity and humanity. Cultural and systems change can only be achieved through mainstreaming disability issues, building recognition of the value and potential of people with disability to contribute, and understanding that objective inclusion provides subjective belonging. It becomes personal and powerful. The Working Party told us, quote, "Measurable accountability across government portfolios, with individual agencies demonstrating commitment to cultural and systemic change towards inclusion for people with disability." End quote. All Abilities Queensland Working Party 2021.